on, Denise?
We're on.
Episode 70, 69 plus.
I like your hat.
Thank you, buddy. Sugar Kings.
Tribute. The Sugar Kings, we should just leave those uniforms on the rest of the season, right?
I like them, kind of. I mean, I think they look cool.
Like them, and I can't believe we beat the Mets. I mean, I hate to
believe it because they were beat up. I mean, they were missing a lot of
pieces. That's what Mike Grabkowski said, but still.
But here's the deal. The guy that they pay the most money to, that they expected the most out of, is a bust. He's a bust as a fielder. He can't hit at all. Yeah, so that makes me feel good about the Mets are not going to hold that first place lead for long. We're coming after him. We're going to take some from the Phillies, if not sweep them. We got Rodgers going tonight, which should be a good win. But let's talk about the whole vibe of the
ballpark. So you were there Friday night.
I was there Friday, and then I watched the game on Saturday.
But hold on, let's go back to Friday. Yeah. So Friday
it was the 12th inning.
And so I got to tell a story. So I run in. I've had Coach Carlos Abril in here, and he has a son who plays football at Clark Atlanta. He's a long snapper at Clark Atlanta, so he's obviously their home from school. And he's working at Marlins Stadium. And I saw him on Sunday, and I was like, you know, I didn't know. I sent a picture out to Coach Carlos. He's like, hey, you know, my son's there, Jeff's there, and I went and found Jeff. Right, he's working the left field. That little section.
I actually love that little
corner. He's in that corner section. So I walk over there. We sit in this section. I'm talking to him, and I'm like, "How are you enjoying this?" And he goes, "It was a little iffy at first. I wasn't crazy about it." He goes, "I'm not a huge baseball fan." I'm like, "Really?" And he goes, "I'm a baseball fan now." From just being there every day.
Yeah,
he's there for 3 weeks.
Can't help but start.
And he said that Friday night game. So I got it from his perspective. Ugh. He's like, no one left.
No one left.
Everyone was on fire. Like, it was funny hearing his perspective. He's like, he goes, he's like, I've never seen a game go that long. I mean, we've seen games longer, but everyone, no one was tired of baseball. Everyone's fired up. Like, it was awesome.
Yeah. So I went with Richard on the salute and serve. And then my buddy Dave that we went with, he brought a friend. And we were up in the 300, 316, 317. Awesome seats. It's just bird's eye view of the whole thing. And then I'm like, you know what? I've got to get Snap out of this because nothing was happening. So I went down because you reminded me that the beer rails, you can actually stand there.
Yeah, now you can stand at the beer rail.
Yeah. So went down there. We tied the game. And then we got into a couple situations. We had a runner on third with only one out and couldn't convert.
Yeah.
Couldn't convert. And then, Simber blew up at the end there. So, but then we still, even in the bottom of the 12th, we came crawling back, you know, with scratching and clawing with another couple runs. So all good.
I hate
to lose like that.
That was a tough loss. It's funny you say it because that was a tough loss. I went to bed and it's just like, you know, those are tough losses because you're just hanging on, you know, fighting back. And so I went Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Weird start
which was
time.
Cuban Heritage Month.
Which, day. By the way, you had to buy a special ticket to get the Cuban hat. So I don't have the hat.
I'm sure I can find somebody to sell me one.
I got an El Oso bobblehead I forgot to bring you.
Oh, nice.
It's funny. It's a funny bobblehead.
That was one for every ticketed person, right? So you guys got like six of them.
I got four of them.
Oh, perfect. Well, we need one.
I got four of them.
Can we
and it's
bring
funny.
One here?
Yeah.
Put them up in here tomorrow.
It was funny because I took my daughter, her little 8-year-old friend, Isabel Hernandez. It's just crazy fan, yelling the whole time.
Nice.
Just yelling, go Marlins. Every time she saw a Mets fan, she's yelling at the Mets fans. Like,
oh, there are
Mets.
A lot of them, buddy.
Let's go Mets, it sucked.
Yeah.
But long story short, that game was amazing. And that walk-off homer, I mean, the crowd
was nuts.
It was nuts. And it was just, I got to tell you something, that 4-10 start, I don't know how often we're doing that.
Right,
it's
but I
so
think
awesome.
The reason they did that was because they had, after the ball game, they had Celia Cruz All-Stars play a concert.
No, it was nuts. It was nuts. I mean, it was nuts outside. It was like, you know, it's funny, like taking my wife, it was so rewarding, my Cuban American wife, you know, Christina, she was just like, it was just so fun. Everything about it was fun.
Yeah.
It was just great. It was funny. I went up, I took the kids up to the $3 stand.
Oh, so
you know how it's the Orange Bowl stand?
Yeah.
Well, they have another one out in the cheap seats out behind, you know, where Billy Marlin's whatever.
Yeah. Over there,
we were walking around because I was looking for my buddy. And on that corner, they had it. So there was no line. I walk up and it's like, it was like out of Caddyshack. It's like, I want two popcorns, a nacho,
you'll get three hot dogs.
Yeah, you know, I'm going through everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, I remember like, you know, my wife's like, how much all of this? It was like, you know, $28 for nothing. Like, just
right. If we more were paying
food,
full price,
more
it would've
food
been
than
bucks.
You could eat, you know?
Oh yeah.
And anyways, it was just she just couldn't believe how cheap the food was.
Right.
And just a great experience. So yeah. And then,
right.
So I went home that night.
So when you got the hot dog, did they have mayonnaise at this?
No.
Yeah. What the hell?
Well, now they have,
why would
funny.
They take the mayonnaise?
They didn't announce this change, which I thought was very interesting is now instead of the individual packets,
yeah, you can use the pump.
You can actually pump it now.
Yeah, and there's honey mustard, but no mayonnaise. Like, what the hell? What if you got a burger?
That's so funny. And so
they're still calling the song from Adam Duvall, "They Call Me the Breeze." I don't know who's in charge of that thing. Some millennial.
So then you went Sunday.
No, watched it Sunday.
Oh, you didn't watch it. Okay. I thought. Watched it Sunday. Michael Miller was there.
Yeah, Michael Miller. He was there and sending pictures to everybody. You know, from the nice premium.
So tonight, talk about no day off, riding high.
And you got
Monday
Trevor,
night.
And you got Trevor.
And we got a hell of a sports night tonight because we've got
Panthers,
Heat,
potentially eliminated.
Panthers, elimination game.
Mm-hmm.
Heat coming off of that rough loss to the Bucks. We should have stole that from those damn Bucks. And then Marlins tonight. Everything
yeah,
all happened.
I'll tell you one
once.
Nice thing that did come out of the weekend. Listen, when it's a Saturday and you got all four teams rolling, you got Panthers, Heat, Marlins,
Inter Miami,
Hurricanes. Hurricanes swept.
Yeah, little. Hurricanes. No, five, because then you had Inter Miami. Inter Miami lost to
Philadelphia. Yeah, I still haven't included them in Miami teams yet, but I will eventually. But listen, we went 2-for-2 on that Saturday, so I feel pretty good. Miami, the Canes won, and the Marlins won, and. But here's a crazy thing that we were talking about, Richard and I. He goes, man, ever since you got on Garrett Cooper on Weenie Wednesday, his bat has been on fire.
On fire.
Yeah. So
I was watching on the screen his celebration, and it was a very interesting moment, like to see he was so pleased, so happy. I mean, you know, just like. You know, I was glad to see. You could tell he felt like he came through with his teammates.
Oh yeah,
it's like
just been waiting for him, and Anderson too. Like those guys are now finally finding their groove, and they're up and down. Look, Jesus Aguilar, who on that big West Coast road trip was dominant since I think he'd won for 28 at bats. So it's a game of highs and lows and streaks and things like that. And you just kind of, and you got to just be ready.
I wish we had Mike here. Cause I mean, the take was definitely, this is a hobbling Mets team.
Beat up. No
Conforto,
no DeGrom.
But I saw a tweet. They said, you know, if you're a Marlins fan and you're rolling the way we're rolling and you got Starlin Marte
coming back, Alfaro just getting finished up.
And Sixto. Rehab.
Sixto,
like you got to be feeling.
Weeks, I would say
you got to be feeling good, man. Yeah, I mean, listen, Hernandez. There's going to be other injuries, but the bottom line is, I mean, when you get Marte back, I mean, that's just a punch. That's just punch in that lineup fast.
Yeah, and we got guys at AAA right now that could easily step in a spot like Jesus Sanchez, Brian Navarreto, a catcher. I have a feeling once Alfaro comes back, that Chad Wallach is probably gone. He's going to get DFA'd for sure. But here's a crazy story. So I'm on Twitter and Yamamoto's wife goes on Twitter all excited.
Right.
She said on my way to surprise and whatever his Twitter handle was, pitching today.
Yeah.
And then, so I started watching the responses, especially after the game. That lady got abused. Your husband's a bum.
Yeah.
You know, this kind of stuff. And he was a Marlin.
Yep.
But in part of, I want to say Cody Poteet was part of that deal that got us.
Yeah, I think so.
That we got Cody Poteet and they ended up with Yamamoto. He had a rough outing. But that's the way you beat teams like them. You got to jump on them early.
Yep.
And that's something that we didn't really do in the game on Friday, but we successfully did Saturday and Sunday. So
She had a very classy response to all that. Did you see all
that? Yeah.
I thought it was a very thoughtful, just like, you know, she basically was like, keep it classy. Like, you know,
it was a
rough loss, rough outing.
So you saw the same.
I didn't see anything. I didn't see anything except her response. And then was like, put it together. But I just thought it was a cool response from a wife, girlfriend, whatever it is.
I thought it was my husband play. Leave me alone.
Yeah. And it's funny because I got to tell you something.
Rabid.
When I was a kid, my dad was an ump for minor league baseball in Canada. And it was funny. I remember being a kid in the stands. And you talk about like how the world has changed. Like I must've been 6 or 7 years old. And it's just like, you're in the stands, man. Like, dad's like, come check with me every few innings. You know, like, I'm there by myself, man.
Yeah. But that's cool.
Shout out to mom on that. Mom, they just let me do it. I'm running around the stands. But they'd be yelling at my dad. You know, my dad would be behind the plate.
People
be like, you suck. And as a kid, you're like, what?
Yeah.
And it's funny because I think it's hard to divorce it. I think she did a good job of taking a little bit of the, because she was kind of like, listen, we're all passionate about our game, our team. It was a tough loss.
It's
an interesting,
some of it was a little bit too much.
But part of it too is like, you know, New York's New York, man. That's why
you would never get that from a Marlins person, a Marlins fan, ragging on some white pitcher's wife's Twitter.
Like, it's funny.
Something we do.
So I'm going to bring outside sports. Your most hated thing to talk about, hockey. I was watching the Edmonton Oilers, which is my home team as a kid, playing the Winnipeg Jets. The best player in hockey plays, McDavid, plays for the Oilers. And he had a terrible turnover, led to a goal, kind of led to the Winnipeg coming back. It was an overtime game. They won. And it was funny because I was talking to my wife about it and saying, you know, the thing is, in a market like that, like, no offense to Edmonton, that's all they care about right now.
Yeah.
Is that playoff series?
On point.
But you're the best player in the world.
Right.
You make a mistake like that. Like,
but I would say Winnipeg too, because those people haven't. When's the last time they were in the playoffs?
There's even less to do in Winnipeg.
No, but where? Yeah. When's the last time they were in the playoffs?
No, it's amazing. Yeah. But here's the 2 years. They were in 2 years ago. But the point is, we forget about the pressure in certain cities. New York is like that. Edmonton, small market, but all they care about is this, and they expect you're the best, you know, and it's the same thing in New York. It made me think about her and what she went through, where it's like, you know, that sometimes New York isn't the right place for people. There's certain players that pressure brings out the best in them.
Right.
And there's other ones where that, what have you done for me lately
attitude is
destructive to what happens. You have to be, someone said that about Tua for the Dolphins. And someone was saying, you know, the way that kind of Flores has been like rough on Tua a little bit, sit him, bring him in, criticize him, whatever. But part of it, they just say is like the hardcore, maybe old school guys are like, if that is getting under his skin, like, he's not the quarterback for us.
Right.
He can't be in that position and do it. And it reminds me of, you know, I remember watching, I think it was Washington Capitals and a Stanley Cup, and they got crushed first game. And it was that classic thing where the other team had just won a hard fought 7-game series. Washington coasted in on like a gentleman's 4-1 type win. They've been sitting around for a week waiting to play. And then I never bet on games, but I think I'd always bet on that team, the exhausted team coming off game 7, because they just hit on autopilot. Like, they just, they hit that first game. The other team's not at the speed yet, at game speed. And usually that team wins that first game. And that happened, and it was like a 5-1 drubbing. And I'll never forget, they asked for this, you know, it wasn't Ovechkin, but one of the other stars, maybe it was Oshie. And they're like, what are you guys going to do? And Oshie was just like the most casual. He's like, what are we going to do? We're going to go home and go to bed, come back tomorrow and beat their ass.
That's it. That's exactly like, right.
He was spending 0.0% of his brain.
How awesome is that?
What are we doing?
So here's where the standings are right now. We're actually in fourth, but only a half game behind Atlanta and Philly. We're only 2 games out. With the two game winning streak, and we take some from Philly, we move up the ladder. So,
who's going tonight?
Trevor Rogers.
No, it's you said
Rogers. Against Eflin.
Yeah, it's good.
Who we beat in their place. So
yep.
You know, if Trevor does what Trevor does well, then we should be good. The bats are warm. Like I talked and kind of teased about maybe bringing, you know, the rum out and Jobu and all that. But since I threatened that, nothing's.
You got to find somewhere to watch the game. I was thinking, you know, I have it. It drives my wife crazy.
When you got six TVs.
Well, I have the two TVs set up.
Okay.
I don't have a three TV setup, and I think
is this a man cave situation or is this
not nah, like,
in your bedroom?
It's in my living room.
Okay.
So, but I like literally which is tonight, like
a common area for you and your family.
Of
right?
course. Exactly. But I mean, tonight you need three TVs. And it's just, oh, yeah. there's none of those games you can't watch tonight.
That's
I mean, right. all of them, I mean, they're two playoff games, but this is an important Marlins game. I mean, you got to watch
this
whole all three
series. We need to take this series and hopefully sweep them. But we proved that we could.
And the Phillies, as guys are. Right now, I think the Phillies are the best in our division.
Right.
Even though, you know, I think, you know, we'll see the Mets when they get full speed, maybe. But
yeah, we'll wait till we get full speed. We're still not there yet. But look, I'm optimistic regardless. We got guys at AAA and AA that I think can step in right away if we get, you know, have the same kind of injury deal. But I have a feeling that these guys are going to be like, you know what? This has cost the team a lot getting injured. I need to take better care of myself, do whatever preventive stuff, stretching, you know, a little extra stretching, a little extra warming up before the game, and keep those things from happening because one little hammy takes you out for 10 days, and that's 10 days of production at the plate that we need
yep.
or in the field that we need. Jazz Chisholm, man, some really good plays at second base, and I love that kid. I don't care about the hair.
What do you mean care about the hair?
I mean, I'm not going to dye my hair.
I love his hair.
No, but I'm saying I don't care. Like that, I'm cool with it. Whatever.
Of course.
But the guy has just a certain electricity about him, and he gets that team fired up. One final note before we close out. One of the things that the guys have been doing when they score, when they get a hit, is the OK symbol, which I thought was previously deemed, unwarrantedly deemed, some white supremacist symbol. How dumb is that? And the whole the thing about that Miggy said about it is, look, it's just all we're saying is, hey, we got to play loose. We want to have fun. Everything's gonna be all right. Everything's okay. And those guys have embraced that symbol that gesture, you know. And I kind of do it when they get a hit too. You know, like I was part of the team. But how crazy is it that some taken over by some other, you know, whatever. It's ridiculous. I think it's cool that they're doing it. And as long as they're doing it, that means we're getting hits and runs. And so I'm super pumped about that. I'm going tomorrow night, and I believe it's Sandy for tomorrow night's game. So we'll be watching for sure tonight. Trevor Rogers against Eflin, and it should be a Marlins win, but fingers crossed again. When are we going? Good. Are we going to go Wednesday maybe?
Yeah, I think you and I are going Wednesday.
Okay, sounds good. All right. Denise, you're the best.
Thanks, Denise.
Let's flip the M tonight, boys. Go fish.